Thank you, Jesus, for your healing power tonight. Jesus, you are the healer. Lord, we thank you for healing people tonight. I'd like to pray for the lady here, the back down here. Yes, you, ma'am. Can I pray for you? God, I want to pray for your back. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Power of God is here right now. We thank you for the glory of God. Jesus, you are glorified tonight. Lord, we thank you for the blood circulation. Lord, we thank you for the blood circulation right through the legs. And Father, we thank you for your healing power even right through the back. Right now, Father, we decree even through the hip and the back area, divine order. I want you to start praying in tongues and start praying over this, praying for our sister here right now. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, right through the center of her back and right through her hip. We thank you for divine order right now. We thank you, Lord, for even, Lord, in the name of Jesus, right through the stomach area. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God is just equipping a body right now. We break the curse of pain. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, you're giving her the authority. Lord, you're giving her supernatural authority with revelation. I thank you for you've called her, Lord, to be in the prophetic ministry. But Father, I thank you for giving her strength. Lord, equip her body right now. Jesus. 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 Oh. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray over you. I'm going to pray over your head as well. Lord, I thank you for divine order going right through her head. We thank you that her mind is coming in a divine order right now. We break a heaviness right now. We break also even any pain right now that comes and goes. We just thank you, Lord, to the authority of God. The authority of the Lord Jesus Christ is healing this woman of God right now. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that the spirit of heaviness is lifted off right now. And we just break a cloud. I just see like a cloud. That's why I'm praying for your head. There's a cloud over your head. It's a spirit of heaviness. God's called you to greatness. God's called you to step out in faith. I come against also I'm going to pray for the marriage situation as well. The glory of God's all over your marriage. I'm going to pray for deliverance as well. Over the marriage, because God wants to heal your marriage, and God wants to bring healing to your emotions. He's going to bring forgiveness. Oh, the glory of God's so strong here, right now. And that heaviness and depression is leaving your mind right now. That depression is coming off. I'm just going to just breathe on you, because Jesus did that in John 20. He breathed on his disciples. And we're just going to, just if you can excuse me, but I'm going to do this, and it's going to blow a cloud, and it's not from God. This is not a glory cloud. This is a cloud of depression that's going to come off her. And how many people believe this woman's going to be free tonight? and the pain's going to leave her body. And word curses are coming off her because she sees herself the way the enemy sees her, and we're going to break that off. She's going to see herself the way Jesus sees her. Amen? And God's going to bring, he's going to heal her broken heart over the marriage situation. Right? Amen? How many people believe this is, she's going to be set free tonight? Now, am I making sense tonight? We've never met before. My name's Adam, by the way. The power of God's coming upon you right now. Come on, saints, start praying in the Spirit. Jesus, we thank you for the glory. We thank you also, Lord Jesus. Even her, Lord, that you're giving her, you're filling her lungs with your life, your power, and she can breathe properly when she sleeps. And Father, I thank you for giving her sound sleep. We thank you for the glory of God's coming upon her when she sleeps. I thank you for giving her encounters in the night. I thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the thyroid is coming to divine order as well. Father, we thank you for the power of the Spirit, and we break off this spirit of depression right now, the heaviness, the word curses, the broken heart has been healed right now, and we release the power of God right now. Oh, right now, it's going right through you. Father, Father, just heal her heart right now and heal her mind. We break that heaviness. We break the depression as well. And Lord, we just thank you, Father, for we're going back into the past, and we're going to just remove what was intercepted in the past as a child. I can only say so much at the pulpit, but the enemy's tried to destroy your life since a child. We're cutting off all bad soul ties right now. We thank you, Lord, for healing her right now, that she can see herself as Jesus sees her, beautifully, perfectly, wonderfully made. For raka sikire mama mabasuka. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the Lord, you're healing her right now, right through the back, lower back, right now. You're healing her. Lord, in Jesus' name. You can stay there as long as you like. Just don't rush back. How is everybody? Who was here last night? Who wasn't here last night? That was about half of you. We're going to have a great time. Who's ready? Fasten your seatbelt. We're going to pray for everybody. We're going to anoint everybody with oil. I mean, I don't know if we've got any oil or not, but we're going to anoint everybody with oil, and there's going to be impartation tonight. And who enjoyed today? Adrian's a great teacher, amen? Yeah. You got to receive some sort of honor sometimes. It is good. We do give God the glory. But, you know, Adrian and I have been traveling the world for 5 years, and God's been doing amazing things. And somehow we're completely different. We're the odd couple. But it works somehow. You know? We're like Ren and Stimpy sort of thing, you know? Like But somehow it works. But God really put us together, and he's the very conservative teacher, but also he's anointed. And me, I'm a bit more like the cowboy, like, whoop! And he gets a bit sort of... See, there you go. But it's great to be back in the mainland. Yeah. It's great to be back in New Zealand. This is our third tour, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. It is indeed.
Yeah. We've never done, we've been through Hamilton, but this is our first time ministering here. You guys are really hungry. It's great to be here. And we're going to do some demonstration. Look, tonight I just feel to do something different. I did say I was going to do some teaching, but you probably had enough of that today. But I want to share a little bit about how this came. I just feel, if it's okay with you guys, I want to share how all this came together and what happened to my life, how I actually stepped into the prophetic, how my life was turned upside down. I had a visitation with the Lord. And why we're here today. I just feel to share that, just to encourage you, because some of you, after tonight, some of you are never going to be the same again. And I say that because it's real, isn't it, Adrian? Some people write to us and say, what have you done? I can't stop dreaming now. And I can't stop seeing visions. I'm getting words of knowledge in the streets. And people actually have been released into ministry.
We've had our friends in Denver, Colorado. They now run conferences with Dream and Visions. They've taken on the mantle and they put on what they call fire camps during school holidays over there. And so they're doing what we did. And they're writing books on dream interpretation for youth, for teenagers. All right, see, and they're taking up the mantle. It's fantastic.
So this is a corporate thing. We're not gurus. This is for the body of Christ, amen? All right, that's the way we see it. We want everybody to be able to get hold of this as corporate, as a corporate, like Spirit of Elijah has been upon the body of Christ now. It's starting to happen. And God's raising up the bride to be moving in this way. Branham, William Branham, people like William Branham, Paul Kane, when he was in his peak of his ministry, these guys moved in such prophetic realms, but they're signs for a corporate measure for the future, for the end times. Amen?
What we're saying is that we can all move in this.
Yeah.
God wants all of us to grab a hold of this, and that we, as sons, we're seated in heavenly places and we can all do this. Everyone.
That's why we're doing this. Amen?
Amen.
Right, so what we're going to do, we're going to start off probably doing some ministry, do you think?
So we do some dreams, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So those of you who haven't been here today or weren't here last night, you need to understand that we're going to interpret some dreams. For us to interpret a dream in a forum like this, it needs to be something you can relate to us in 30 seconds to a minute. Understand it's going to be nice and succinct and short. If anything longer than that, it takes a longer time. And it's not really for a place like this. Because just like a tongue is a mystery coming through a human vessel and its interpretation coming through a human vessel, the Bible says that it should be judged or weighed. Likewise, what goes on with a dream? A dream is a mystery coming from the heavenly realm, the eternal realm, and coming through a human vessel. Likewise, its interpretation coming through human vessels needs to be judged or weighed. Don't take everything anybody says to you on board. You need to take on board what God says to you. All right? And so be careful, because we all wear words. We've got to wear what God says about us. And if something doesn't witness with you right now, put it on the shelf until God brings that to the fore, brings the witness of two or three witnesses.
Yeah, we have to say all this for the people who weren't here last night. Okay, like I know some of you were here last night and you probably think we're repeating ourselves, but we have to do this so that we are sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is doing tonight, and so that you can have an understanding so you don't misunderstand what's going on. Okay? So, you know, if a middle size, say like a large T-shirt fits you and someone gives you a double X T-shirt, you're not going to wear it, aren't you? It's too big. Same thing with a prophetic word. If it doesn't fit, if it doesn't witness to you, then don't wear it. Okay? And sometimes I release a word and some people have said to me, that doesn't make sense. What you're saying is completely wrong. And then they contact me a week later and said, everything you said happened a week later. Okay, so you just need to be open, okay? And please don't get caught up with the word and man, okay? The prophetic dreams and visions are a means to an end. The end in itself is knowing Jesus, all right? We want to focus on Jesus tonight. not on man and not on the prophetic. Although prophetic's very important, it's very important. It says in 1 Corinthians 14, pursue love, spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. So it's very important to actually to embrace the prophetic, but it's not the be-all end-all. Jesus is the one we need to we need to worship. Amen?
Amen.
I said this last night. If I release or Adrian releases a word over somebody, and you know that person, you know, you think they're probably messed up or there's a problem in their life, and you hear the word that's encouraging, big word that's been spoken over their life, you probably think to yourself, oh, that's not from God. How could that be from God? I know this person, that problem, he's got this problem and that. Well, that's your problem, okay? Okay, that's your issue. Okay, so you have to get over yourself. Okay, because God sees everybody. He sees everybody with a huge destiny. The angel of the Lord spoke to Gideon. Said, you mighty man of valor. It's like, where? So you're all called for greatness. Amen? And when we release this, it's God's destiny, and you need to step into it. Start acting out the script of heaven. And this is what the impartation is for tonight. And if I see stuff like tonight, I saw about Chloe's situation, marriage, and some stuff with the body. I'm not foretelling the future. I see it as a word of knowledge, and I'm by faith, I'm decreeing life. I'm trying to invert. Well, not trying to. I'm agreeing with heaven, and I'm reversing the plans of hell. Okay? So that's what I'm doing. So I'm not foretelling. Foretelling is different to fourth calling. Fourth calling is prophetically decreeing, reversing it by faith, speaking to the mountain. But foretelling is telling things to come, which is going to happen in the future. Okay, that's different. I can change gears in that realm, but that's different. All right, I'll be explaining as I'm doing the ministry tonight. Amen. Am I making sense?
Now, there are some products at the back there. You know, those of you who've been here today, avail yourself to what's available, because we'll be gone in a couple of days. And you want to revert back to reviewing and like going over what we've imparted to you. Spark that which has been imparted to you in part. And remind yourselves and go back over it again. So the resources are here for a reason. So there are some DVDs of a conference that we did in Chuck Pierce's church, Glory of Zion in Dallas, Texas, with Dr. Barbie Breathitt. That's a very good resource in terms of having a look at the whole of this conference. Of course, this is the book that really instigated our ministry, The Divinity Code. This is a bestseller in Bethel, a bestseller in IHOP, and now worldwide, Amazon, it's reached number one on a number of occasions. It changes all the time. So this book took us 5 years to put together, and it is primarily a resource. You do not have to read the breadth of all of that. But what we would suggest to you strongly is that you read the first 10 chapters, because that will set up within you how you correctly interpret dreams and visions biblically. And so we believe that the body of Christ are the true mystics. We are the true ones that God is raising up to understand the spirit realm. I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9 in the Amplified Bible. And it says this. It says that when you bring somebody into leadership in the body of Christ, it must be somebody who holds the mystic secret of the faith. We've lost the mystic secret of the faith, and the word mystic has been hijacked by the New Age. We are the true mystics. We are the ones who see in the spirit realm. You know, the New Age is trying to steal from us what was inherently given to us. All right, and if you read the Mystic Awakening, you'll see the tenets of the Hebrew mystics. All right, I'm not going to go over them again, but this is a fantastic resource. 10 chapters showing you how to interpret, 101 dreams and their interpretation, and then two metaphor dictionary showing you what elements in a dream can represent. It is not the be-all and end-all. It is not, you know, an exhaustive resource, but it is a guide. All right? Somebody said to me, I don't like your book. And I said, why is that? She said, well, you've got kookaburra as a mocking spirit. I'm there, well, okay. The Bible says in Psalm 2, he who sits in the heavens laughs, so it could be God. She says, I love your book. You know, don't be bound by anything that man puts down on paper. Listen to God. But this is a guide. Okay. I just want to remind you of this book, The Supernatural Man. Tonight you'll see Adam. Now, I don't know how long this will go tonight. When Adam's in flow and the Spirit of God's flowing through him, he often has a word, and I don't want to put any pressure on him. But often he have a word for the majority of people in a room. And when he's on flow, it's amazing the truth that comes out as he's praying for individuals. I just want to go home, in honesty. But he's flowing. I'm going, okay, God, we've got to go with this. And so you're going to be blessed tonight as Adam gets opportunity to lay hands on you. If you've come here today and you're staying tonight for a particular reason, you're going to get blessed. Because God sees the investment you've paid into this tonight and today. And you will get rewarded. If it cost you something, then you're going to get rewarded because God sees that investment. Now, in here, Adam reveals what he does to prepare for ministry. You're going to see him in full flight tonight, I pray. It doesn't always happen, and I don't want to put that pressure on him. But in full flight, you'll see what takes place if the Spirit of God breaks out. And here he teaches the insights because we don't want to keep this to ourselves. It's not just for Adam, it's for everybody. God wants to develop your seer gifting. God wants to develop you moving in the words of knowledge. How do you prepare? What does the prophet do? It's all in here. And it's backed up with testimonies, photographs, fantastic. And this is a great, as I said today, this is a great, easy read. And we had a guy contact us from London saying, I've just flown from Australia to London. I was reading your book and I had a visitation. I went into heaven reading this. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to go into heaven? So let me just encourage you, make good use of the resources. This is a great volume to read, okay? Enough of the commercial plug, all right? Let's do what we're going to do.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, are you ready? The lady in the red here, you had a red dress on. Is that right? You had a red jacket? How come you got a different jacket now? I know, so you got a red top. I saw you in a vision today. Did you have any short dreams? Anything that's short? Her friend is nodding, saying yes. Yeah, I'd like you to come up the front. Is that okay? Is that right? Because I saw you today. I was telling Adrian about it.
He said he saw a lady in red, didn't see her face. And I told you today what will happen. I said, and then he will go looking for that person. Did you see him looking for that person?
Sometimes I walk around and people think, you look like the Terminator going. I want your motorcycle now. Just watch that there, honey. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Just come a bit closer. Don't be afraid. It's okay. I know I look like an albino Shrek, but I'm okay. I'm a nice guy. Just stand here for a minute. You've had a short dream, something you want to share, or a vision, or something like that.
I've had two.
Yeah.
I guess the first one is when I was younger. For 3 years, I had a constant dream of my family being chased by a T-Rex. A T-Rex, and then the earth. There was a giant earthquake, and then I turned into a mermaid. And I turned into a mermaid, yep. And then I used the shell to scoop up the lava that was coming out of the volcano, because that's, you know, prehistoric times. And I drank the lava. It was consumed to me and turned into rock. And then I got engulfed by the earth, and then my family was okay without me. So I had that dream continuously for 3 years.
A reoccurring dream.
Yeah.
So remember this now. So repeat the dream so you grab a hold of what's going on and the elements in the dream. hopefully she'll embellish what we've missed as well in the process. You said your family was being chased by a T-Rex. And you said there was a volcano. You said that you ate the lava that came out of the volcano. All right. And that you turned into a rock. And then what did you say then after that?
So the earth engulfed me, and then basically everything just turned into paste, and I was like frozen into this rock, and then my family was okay. The T-Rex left and there was no more destruction.
Okay. I did say there's going to be a deliverance tonight. And there's the angel of deliverance is here. And we don't worship angels, by the way. They're ministering spirits, okay? There's more than what you see with the naked eye. And when Pastor Trish comes up and ministers, she's a minister. You don't worship her, right? But she's a minister that brings the message from God. Same thing happens parallel in the spiritual realm. There's ministering spirits that come from the presence of God and they interact with the Holy Spirit, okay? So, but there's a delivering angel that always hangs out with us. He doesn't say much, but he hangs out with us. And people get delivered. And I do see this as to do with your family. Volcano usually can be eruption, as in explosions, arguments. In a nutshell, God's going to deliver you from rejection, right? You're going to be set free. Something to do with your past, with your family. When you have a volcano, when it erupts and there's lava, it means there's an explosion of anger, an explosion of arguments, violence, or abuse, word curses. T-Rex is also a large predator, but also it can be a metaphor for also Satan, because it's in a form of a snake. Lizards can be a snake with legs, so it can be Satan. All right. So there's something to do with your family that's been completely under torment, and there's been a lot of abuse when you were younger. And I see even visions now where the anxiety can come upon you. And when you come to when it comes to decision making, anxiety comes upon you, and your palms get a bit sweaty, and you come into a place where you just grip with fear. That's going to come off today, all right? And you're going to be set free.
Can I ask you what your heritage is? Are you from Japan, Korea? Okay, because I think that a T-Rex is prehistoric. And I see something of your heritage there in some way has affected your family. All right. What's that movie where the prehistoric monsters come
Godzilla?
Out? Godzilla? Godzilla. That's it. Godzilla. Godzilla. You know?
Easy up.
It's a prehistoric creature. And, it's in Asia, isn't it? It's got that feel. I think there's some measure of the past, isn't there? Something back there.
Mm. But this is all to bring edification. You're a woman of God, okay? I saw the red dress, and it was behind some blinds, all right? And to me, I just see that you've been hidden, right? And you've actually been isolated, and there's a lot of fear that's been really. There's actually a time where your heart's been broken over this isolation, and but God's actually bringing deliverance today, okay? And I want you to pray for our sister. Because I saw her in the vision, but she's going to be free, okay? I see also, even as a child, as a baby, the enemy tried to kill you as a baby. And also I see there's also a religious spirit that's been really trying to also, it actually blocks the airways. And God's going to set you free when you sleep. Okay, you're going to be free, right? There's going to be a lot of freedom. And that ability of, I just see that there's a hand that comes and it chokes you.
I've been, ever since I can remember, like I've been plagued by lots of hallucinations and hearing things and seeing things. And the second recurring dream was, like, you know, when you see Asian horror movies and you see a girl and she's got really long hair and she's like a demon, it's like me, but with really long hair, like a demon, and she would keep pulling me out of bed and I would keep going down the hallway, you know, yelling for my mother, but she would just drag me back into the bed, and I would have that until I wake up, and sometimes I'd wake up in the middle of the hallway, like I'd act out my dreams, and yeah, I've had that for as long as I can remember.
Well, that you're going to be free from that spirit, okay? Because I see her hand in the vision, and it is gripping you, okay? And we're going to pray, and there's the delivering power of God is here, okay? And if you could just take my hand for a moment, I want you to all pray in tongues, pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for cloaking this woman of God with your power and your presence. I bind this demonic power that's been tormenting her right now.
Yes, Lord.
I bind this spirit and we loose it off of her right
come
now.
Off right
we
now
come against
in
this
Jesus
spirit,
name.
Even from the point of birth, this impartation, we break it off right now. We break off this ungodly impartation and we release the full measure of your spirit right now. And Father, we prophesy to the mind right now. We thank you that her mind is coming into divine order. We come against that spirit that distracts her in her sleep. And Father, we thank you for the power of the spirit is loosed upon her from heaven right now. And Father, we thank you for the glory of God. The glory of God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, through the power of the blood, we bind this spirit. And we thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord, that she is free, completely free. And we loose heaven right now. We loose it from heaven into this natural Adamic realm right now. We thank you she's completely free. The glory of God is coming upon you right now. It's like honey. It's like oil, but it actually looks like honey in the spirit. It's been poured out on you. It's all right. Just receive it, sweetheart. You're getting set free right now. You're getting set free right now in the name of Jesus. We bind you, Satan. We tread on you right now through the power of the blood. We tread on you. We drown you in the blood of Jesus. You're an ex-disgruntled employee of the kingdom. So we shut you down through the power of the blood. And we loose the fire. We loose the fire onto this woman right now from heaven to earth. We loose the fire. It's the baptism of fire that burns up the power of hell right now.
Free. Free. Free.
Just keep free. Praying, guys, for her. She's been set free. Right now. Father, we thank you for a guardian angel. Lord, we thank you for Psalms 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth around her and shall deliver her right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. And that spirit is completely broken off. We seal it with the blood of Jesus right now. Just keep praying for her. Let's stay in a realm of faith right now. Someone gets heart palpitations. Can you come up the front, sir, please? There's angels in this place. God's setting you free. So, you had any short dreams? Anything short, visions or anything like that you want to share first? Okay, that's fine. You're going to be healed. I'm saying this because God already said so 2,000 years ago. All right? and there's some angels over here. There's an open heaven. And when I say this, you need to trust me, okay? Just take my hand, sir. Just come over here for a minute. If the ushers can be behind, take a couple of, just if you can step back the ushers a couple of steps, just put your hands out for a minute. Just take one step back because there's an open shaft for the glory of God. Here it comes. Here it comes. Just one more step back. You guys stay where you are. Here it comes. The power of God is here right now. We prophesy divine order right through his heart. Father, we thank you the nervous system's coming into divine order. The nervous system is coming. There it comes. There's a holy cascade over you, sir. And Father, we break this curse that comes upon him right now. This man's no longer bound by the curse of the law, Galatians 3. And Father, we thank you right now that he's getting set free. We thank you the Spirit's ripped off him and you've exchanged it with the tangible manifestation of the glory of God over this man right now. Oh. And Lord, we loose the power onto this man right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus. This is a nervous thing that's coming off right now. It's affecting the nerves. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the glory of God. It's going right through him. Oh, there it is. It's all over you. It's all over you. Shakama babo roko sikire. Nara baba babo roko suka. Sikarama. That's right, guys. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Shashina kadala bala ba 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 ba. Father, we thank you. Come a bit closer. We thank you that the heart palpitations is gone as well. The anxiety is leaving you. God's finishing what you started. Lord, we thank you you're finishing what you started right now. Here it comes. Glory. Glory. Anxiety is leaving. Panic attacks leaving right now. Cancer's leaving as well. Can you come up the front, please, ma'am? Power of God's all over you. There's an angel standing right next to you. Excuse me a minute. I'm just going where the whirlwind is. There's a pillar of fire here right now. And death has broken off right now. I'm saying this because this is God's will, okay? Death has no hold over us. We're all going to die sometime, but when I say die, I see it as a crossing over. But the enemy tries to shorten people's lives, and it's true. He can shorten people's lives, and that's a lie. And people are gripped with fear with this. We break the spirit of fear right now. I get the name Samuel as well. I want to pray for a Samuel. Can you just come closer for a minute, sweetheart? The glory of God is here. Jesus is all over you right now. Father, we thank you for the open heaven. We thank you for the whirlwind of God. You speak out of the whirlwind, Ezekiel chapter 1. We thank you, Lord God, for the glory of God. Father, we thank you that, Lord, you're releasing the fire of God right through her brain right now, right through her brain. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, the cells in her body are coming into divine order. Come on, saints, pray in the Spirit. And Lord, we agree with you. We're forth calling this in right now. We prophesy life in this woman of God's body right now. We prophesied and you showed me, Lord, and we thank you for your healing angel. We thank you for the stirring of the waters in John 5, the healing angel that ushers in the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection power. Oh, glory, 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 the resurrection power. I see an angel with a sword. I don't know, some encounter God's giving you with an angel of a sword. And there's something that you've seen. And God's confirming it here publicly tonight, that this is an encounter that was from heaven. And the sword is a spirit of revelation. It's the revelation angel that releases revelation, the same type of angel the Apostle John saw that brings the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. And we break the curse of death, and we thank you, Lord, that that angel encounter that she had with the sword is actually put right in her heart, and it's not a sword to kill her, it's a sword to bring revelation and healing right through her whole body. And we decree this through the power of the blood. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that the white cells in her blood are coming in divine order as well. Shaka ma baba roko sike. Sika. If we can have some of the sisters gather around, lay hands on her. Ones who are on the prayer team. Shaka ma baroko sika. All it takes is two or three to believe, two or three to agree, two or three to agree. There's more than three in the room. Everything's established between two or three witnesses. Everything is established between two or three witnesses.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
You want to dream? Who has a nice short dream, 30 seconds to a minute, who would like it interpreted?
This lady put her hand up first. It's unusual. Usually everybody puts their hands up. Some people run to the front and we have to tell them to sit down.
We were going along, my husband and I were driving along a highway, and it was as busy as the Auckland Highway. And all of a sudden he turned off into this picnic area. In this picnic area was this big mound of dirt. But he went straight round and he accelerated. And he went over like you were going to go over the bank. But the car floated across. And I just kept on saying, we've got to get there. We've got to get there. And then I woke up.
So, all right, so I'm just going to repeat that dream, try to process it. So you said you and your husband were going on a highway as busy as Auckland. For a Hamilton person going, Auckland, like it's like big city, all right? And then you said, we're going on the highway, but your husband turned off into a park. And in the park, there was a mound of dirt. And your husband, he drove around it.
Go back onto the main highway, but instead he accelerated and was going over this, like this gully below, but the car was floating over it. Over the gully.
Over the car went over the gully, and you thought what?
I just kept on saying, we've got to get there. We've got to get there.
That means to the other side?
Yep.
Okay. Can I go for it? You know, so a highway is, you know, our path. In Hebrew, the word for way is derek, all right? Interesting, isn't it? So, you know, like, he is the way, the truth, and the life. In the Old Testament, that's a derek. If your name was Derek, you're the way. But to me, the highway is your path of life, all right? Sometimes, you said it was busy, and maybe life is busy for you, all right? Are you in business at all, or have been? All right. But maybe there's a busyness around you in some way, shape, and form, or you've been busied. All right. Turning off into a park's the place normally where you rest, all right, or take some respite. And so, but your husband goes around a mound of dirt, all right. It could be that's avoiding, like, the earth or dirt can be the flesh, it can be a lot of different things, it could be the promised land. It's a mound. He avoids it and goes around it and then takes off over a gully, and you say, we've got to get there. Have you been told, or have you felt to draw aside unto God more recently?
Say that again.
Have you drawn aside or spent more time with God recently? Because I'm thinking, if life was busy and you've gone into a park, then you've actually drawn aside with God. Would that be true?
All right. That would be true.
Yeah.
Well, it could well be then that your husband is not your natural husband, but is Jesus. And he's the one, because your husband was driving in the car. It could well be that it's him that's getting you to the other side, which is, you know, when Jesus steps into the boat, John 6, they're there. But Adam may get something else on this, the whole thing.
Is your husband walking with the Lord? Yeah, because I see that there is an issue there, and it's actually held you back. And I see that you're an intercessor, right? You're a great prayer warrior, but the problem is, what's really has held you back is because your husband, the situation with your husband. And what God is calling you to do is going over the gully is a good sign, rather than going through the valley is actually going down through a valley means a metaphor of, could be tribulation, could be a hard time. But it sounds like that your husband is one step away from having a revival, right? And and this is what God's called him to come out of his situation. Rather than there's some issues that he has to deal with and stuff that's happened that's actually really broken your heart, right? And you've been really, you've actually had a really forgiving heart, right? You've been really amazing. God's really pleased with you. Because I'm getting, when Adrian says I cheat, I don't really cheat. I get visions out of hearing your dreams. I get visions too. The angels show me that you are a very forgiving woman. You forgave him. But something that happened which really has just broken your heart. And even there's the enemy tries to torment you with the whole trust thing. Right? But you are trustworthy, but the enemy tries to torment you with the lack of trust because of what happened. And also, you have children? Yeah. God's really bringing glory to your children through this as well. And I'm going to break that generational thing. What happened to your husband is also, you got a son? We're going to break the generational thing that's on your son as well when it comes to the marriage situation, right? There's been problems there as well, and there's been some real grief there, right? And you've been really praying and interceding for your son with the marriage, and you've really been crying out to God. And I'm seeing a vision of you, even in a certain place where you pray, you're crying out, and even at 4 in the morning, you're up early, really early hours, 4 in the morning praying, and I'm seeing a big Bible, huge Bible, where you read the word a lot, but you're crying out to God. And I'm seeing angels in that place, in that room. In fact, you've sensed them at night. You've sensed some stuff. Even I can see impartation. When the angel with Daniel put the hand on the shoulder, I can see that in the spirit. And you're highly esteemed because you're a seer. But sometimes you can't see that yourself because of the mess that's happened with your family. Right? But God has given you the power to forgive, and your husband's going to come into revival, and that spirit that's been tormenting him is going to be broken off, and that's going to be broken off your son as well, because there's a generational thing, and God's really going to bring revival over your son and over the marriage. Also, the grandson's mind is coming in the divine order, right? We're praying for the mind. The torment's leaving his mind. And he's coming to a place where he's learning ability is going to be in hearts, right? Where he's actually going to be, I just want to pray for supernatural intelligence over him, his mind, because I'm just going to break the torment when it comes to sleeping, all right? And the night, we're going to break that torment off as well. And there's going to be also healing. Father, we thank you for the power of God over this woman right now. We thank you for the power of God. Everything has been spoken out through visions. And the angel of revelation is releasing his visions. But God is just reassuring you that revival is coming upon your husband. How many people believe this? I'm actually prophesying this. I'm forth calling this in. I'm seeing visions, but we're going to reverse hell. We're going to mess it up and release heaven. Revival over the husband.
Hallelujah.
Shandala. And we thank you for the repentance over the husband. Shakama baba baruko suka. Sikarama baba ruko. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that soul tie and that generational curse is broken off the husband right now. And we thank you, Lord, the son is coming to a place of such great revelation. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the finance. For Jesus, Jesus, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, that you're releasing the glory of God over her right now, over this woman of God. Shakama baba roko siki, nara baba baba roko siki, sakama ba. We thank you, Lord God. We release revival right now. We thank you that every prayer. Lord, every prayer that is coming out of this woman of God's mouth is transformed into a promise. Shaka ma ba ba roko suka. Nasaka ba 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 roko siki. Jesus, the glory of God is alive you.
Shandala bo ro ba 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 ba.
And we seal this word with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for revival. We thank you for the son is healed, delivered, set free. We thank you the marriage. We decree marriage is completely set free. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that what God has joined together, man cannot separate. We thank you for the same with this marriage as well. We thank you for revival. We thank you, Lord God, that you are, as Adrian said, you're the true husband and you're bringing him, you're bringing these people, this whole family out of the valley. And it's going to be, it's airborne. It's in the spirit. It's airborne. It's in the spirit. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I'm getting the name also. I'm getting the name of Elizabeth. Is there Elizabeth here? I want to, when I call these things out, you need to respond to the altar. Even if it's a middle name, all right? You, Elizabeth? Your middle, can you come up the front, please? How you feeling? You're on fire? That's a good sign. Praise God. You had a short dream? You want to share?
I did.
Yeah.
I had a dream that I was in Auckland and I went up to Bastion Point and I was looking over the beach and the tide came in. Yeah.
So she went to a place called Bastion Point. She's in Auckland. I've actually interpreted a dream for this lady today, and she has a burden for culturally for the native indigenous people here, and it seems to me that God's unlocking that in her.
Tell the dream again.
She was in Bastion Point, which is a place in Auckland, apparently. I never heard of Bastion Point, and she saw. Did you see it through a window?
No, I was standing on the top of Bastion Point looking down to the ocean, and the ocean had come across the road like farther than it had ever come before. So it was right over the road, over Mission Bay, and coming into the land.
What did you feel? Were you threatened by that?
No, it was exultant. It was a good feeling, like a strong feeling.
Mm. Wow.
Do you want to go for it?
I'm excited for you. What does Elizabeth mean, Adrian? Do you know?
Can someone look it up in the back of the Divinity Code? There's a name dictionary in the back of the Divinity Code. What does Elizabeth mean?
There's a book called The Divinity Code someone wrote. Can you look at that for us?
Right at the very back. Go to the very
anyway,
back.
Let's just, as pastor's looking it up, I'm excited because tonight's going to be, from now on, your life's going to be never the same, right? What's it called?
It means to whom God's oath applies, in a sense. My God is bountiful. So it's a bountiful oath and promise.
Mm. Okay.
With God.
Because the middle name can be a metaphor for the center of you, right? And God's releasing. I see you as a revivalist. God's called you to move in a realm of revival.
Wow.
Some of it might be a little bit foreign to you, right? You're not sure about some of the things of the supernatural, but some things you are. But God's actually called you to be a seer, right? I see that you have a seer gift. And God's given you the ability to actually tear down strongholds. The word I have is Jeremiah chapter 1. I put my words in your mouth. And that's a word that God's given you already. Right? And I put my words in your mouth. And you have the authority to tear down the plans of the enemy and build up what is God's. All right? But the tide coming in is, there can be a few layers on that. The sea, I don't know if you shared this today, but the sea can be the sea of humanity, the world, right? And if there's the tide coming in, it means like that could be, it does mean that there's a layer on this of revival coming in. People are going to come, your people are drawn to you. You have a gift of charisma, but also God's releasing that, enhancing that with the Spirit of God, and you're going to lead many people to Christ. I see that somehow you're coming into a place of being a counselor as well, because you're a counselor. Sorry?
I'm studying counseling.
I believe we haven't met. My name's Adam, by the way. And the angel of the Lord shows me these visions because I saw you counseling people in a vision, all right? And you have a great gift of counseling, but that's just the beginning. You actually, that counseling is a lot of stuff God's showing you to actually go into a place of being more of a revivalist, to equip people, even a delivering ministry, right? Thank you, Jesus. I see that you have a gift also. It's pretty heavy, but I've never seen this before, but you have a gift to bring reconciliation. Right? And it's so big, I see you even standing before a multitude, and it's not to bring glory to yourself. You're not as an idol, but an icon. You know what an icon is? When you click on an icon on a desktop, it actually points to a bigger program. And that's what you are. You're an icon, but you're going to be speaking publicly. All right, and you're going to bring reconciliation. You're a catalyst. God's called you to bring reconciliation. And you're going to see revival in this land. And, I'm feeling the juice all over that. Shaka ma ba ba boroko suka. And when you speak, you actually don't need a microphone sometimes because you've got a loud voice. And I see you like a lioness. I see you like a lioness. In fact, I see when you speak the sound of an echo of a lion's voice roaring. Sort of like a, ooh. Do you like that? Do you like that? That just sort of came out of me. You know? But I see you roaring. You know, there's going to be places where you don't need a mic. But you're it's amazing. It's a revival mantle, but the counseling is just a grounding. Put your hands out for a minute. You're an atmosphere changer. See, like Jonah, the atmosphere changes around you. Jonah was a sign and a wonder. He went into a city and the atmosphere changed. People say, well, he didn't perform any miracles. He was the sign and a wonder. The atmosphere changed. Public government officials actually bowed the knee and repented before God. This gift is over this woman tonight. The atmosphere changes when she steps into place. Even you had somebody say to you, you carry a presence. And that's what's all over you right now. It's the presence of God. And also, I come against, there's someone's actually accused you. I come against the accusations. I break that down, the false, that lying spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lying spirits are broken off right now. Religious devils are bowing their knee before Christ right now. And Father, we release the fire of God over our eyes. The fire of God over our eyes. And I'm going to prophesy wisdom. Wisdom and revelation, because there's times where you put your foot in it. We all do that. But the glory of God's so strong, God's releasing such wisdom and understanding. It's the seven spirits of God. I see the menorah of God inside of you. The hope of glory, Christ in you, Colossians 1, is actually manifesting in you right now. The hope of glory, Christ in you. But that's morphing into the menorah. That's the seven spirits of God that brings wisdom and brings the solution to the problem, gives you the wisdom. Even business ideas. God's given you business ideas, even in the marketplace. And right now, we transfer this mantle. Oh, glory. 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 Whew. Whew. I'm going to change gears for a moment. You can stay there as long as you like. I'm going to just share a few things, and then we're going to pray for everybody. How hungry are you tonight? I was sharing last night how I was a businessman, and I had three companies, actually four companies, and I was quite a well-off man. God had to change that because I had a self-made mentality. Okay, there's nothing wrong with money, but I had this self-made mentality. I backslid, all right? I'm just being up front. I'm very transparent tonight. Back in the early 90s, I got born again in 86. Went to Bible college, met Adrian Bill. And we actually went to Bible college together. Can you believe that? A couple of years ago, 1988. And long story short, I'm going to give a real edited version tonight. After Bible college, I got married. I went missing in action. I got caught up in business. I was a successful businessman. I was doing very well financially. Back in the 90s, I was earning $300,000 a year, which is a lot of money back then, or even now. But back then, it was a lot of money. I was very successful. I come to a point in 1998, 10 years after Bible college, I come to a place where I was completely depressed. I was backslidden. I was a workaholic. I worked 15 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I was on a place where I just mentally melted down. And one night, I come home, and I usually come home sometimes about 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. because I was a workaholic. But one night I came home about 11 o'clock on a Monday night, November Monday night, that's all I remember, and I was sitting there, and I usually got the big TV thing, and CNN, Foxtel sort of thing was a bit of a, it was the cool thing back then. And I used to have watched CNN and the finance reports and everything like that when I come home. And I'd be in my suit and my family would be asleep. I have just something to eat. But when I was watching this program one night, all my family was asleep. I saw on CNN, I saw this article of this TV evangelist was caught out with prostitutes. And this article was like the second time they've caught him out. Like in the 80s, he repented. I won't say any names, but he was sort of publicly repenting. But in the 90s, they caught him out again, but it wasn't any big deal the second time in Australia. They didn't make a big deal about it. But they caught him out in the 90s. And I remember watching this on CNN, and I was sort of getting a bit self-righteous and sort of going, you know, I was really angry about it. And I remember saying to God, I said, God, where are you when these men mock you? I said, where are you, God, when these men mock you? And I was looking, sort of kind of looking for an excuse not to serve God. So this is the reason why. You know, I was a bit like that, you know. And I was, from the heart, I said, where are you? You know, these guys are mocking you. They're mocking Christianity, misrepresenting you. Anyway, I just remember turning the controls off. I had a belly full of food and I just laying on the couch. And as I'm laying on the couch, I don't know if you experienced this, when you're half asleep, you hear a noise and you think you've heard a noise. You know there was a noise, but you don't know what it is, and it startles you. You ever had that happen to you? Well, I was sitting on the couch and I heard this noise that startled me, and I sort of, I woke up, snapped out of it, and I thought one of the kids might have been up, or my wife might be up or something. I'm looking around, everybody's asleep. I went into the kitchen area. It's like, hello, you know, no one around. And then I went back into the living room, and as I walked back into the living room, it's like I walked through a wall of water. The presence of God was so strong. I started shaking, like, and I was freaking out. I was completely submerged in the Spirit of God. And I was sort of hyperventilating and shaking. And then I was shaking even more, to the point where I found myself on my knees going, just shaking in the presence of God, because the presence of God was getting stronger and stronger and stronger, to the point I was completely shaking and hyperventilating. And then I found myself prostrate on the floor, face down, hyperventilating, and I actually thought I was going to die. I thought, this is my last day. This is it, right? And I was face down going, freaking out, and it was just getting stronger. The presence of God, I'm thinking, is this it? What's happening here? Am I dying? It was getting stronger and stronger, to the point where it was like, it was so intense. It was like as if there was like the MCG lights going, came on in the room. It was so bright. And I'm going, it was just so intense. And I don't know whether it was a natural light or it was in the spirit, but I was so freaked out. It was such a bright light. And I couldn't actually come to, I came to the point where I was frozen, face down, frozen. And I could move my eyes, but I couldn't move my head around. And I was frozen, face down, hyperventilating. And I was looking up, as I was face down, I was looking up, and I saw a burning fire before me. It says in the Bible that God is an all-consuming fire. It was like a burning bush or something like that. But in this fire, I didn't see anybody, but I knew there was a man standing before me a couple of meters away. I was just looking up and I see this fire, and this voice went right through me. Now, it wasn't an audible voice, but it went right through my whole spirit being, and it said, and this is, I couldn't believe what he said. He said, well, I'm here now. What would you like me to do for you? 10 minutes before, I go, where are you, God? When this, well, I'm here now. So, I was freaking out. And for the first time in my life, I usually have a lot to say, but I didn't know what to say. And I'm sort of, and I was thinking all these things going from my mind, and I was actually repenting before that. You know, there's a lot of things were coming upon me, because when I thought I was dying, I was repenting of a lot of things. You know, I was sorry. One thing that came to me, which freaked me out, and this is true, I was that backslidden. I used to read the Sunday Mail. I used to read the horoscopes. And that went, whew, I went, okay. I freaked out. I repented, right? I was freaking out. Anyway, the Lord said, I'm here now. What would you like me to do for you? And I'm thinking after I repented, because I started feeling a bit calm after I repented, but I was thinking all these things, and I couldn't believe what I was thinking of. And this is what I thought when he was talking to me. I didn't speak back for some time, and I was thinking a lot, and I was thinking to myself, I could ask for more money. I was thinking, I could ask for more, because he said, what would you like me to do for you? Because I was caught up with the money scene, and money was my idol. You know, I was repenting. Hey, what about a few more bucks on the side? It's a bit like that. I was thinking about I could ask for more money. This is big here, you know. But then I thought to myself, I thought, look, that hasn't made me happy. I was thinking all this, overdrive. My mom was going overdrive. That hasn't made me happy. My employees giving me grief. People trying to sue me. I'm depressed. This is really, I don't want this. I said, and this is what I said. I said, Lord, I actually spoke. Started speaking. I said, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. And I kept saying it. Give me wisdom. And I kept saying, Lord, give me. And I said, in fact, give me double portion of Solomon's wisdom. And then everything just, because it was so intense, everything just got sucked out of the room. Like everything, it just left, went, gone. And I was free. I was free to sort of get up. And I remember on my knees, hyperventilating, thinking, wow, I just had a visit. That was God. And I thought to myself, did I ask the wrong thing? Because he's just gone. I thought, I snapped out of it. I thought, God appeared to me. And I went, I'm going to tell my wife. And she was asleep, you know. I barged in. And I was a bit like, she was asleep. And I was a bit like, you know, the Warner Brother cartoons. You know, seeing that, the big cat, huge. You know, I was trying to tell my wife that God was in the living room. My wife went off a nut. You always let me, you always wake me up. And so I was just going off a nut. So I just sort of just walked out of the room, and I'm thinking, where's my Bible? I said, I haven't read my Bible for a long time. Where's my Bible? I go into my office. It's like a den. I'm knocking things over, finding my Bible. And I grab my Bible, and I go out in the living room. It's like, just this Bible I haven't had for years. And I open it up. And as I open it up, I started reading it. And it says, I was reading it, and it says, because you didn't ask for silver and gold. I thought, well, he knew my thoughts. It said, because you didn't ask for silver and gold, or the life of your enemies, you asked for wisdom, and wisdom I grant you. And I dropped the book and I started weeping. And all night, I couldn't sleep. I'm like, God's given me wisdom. Wow. You know, my wife is preparing the kids' lunch for the school the next day. And I'm still up, pacing up and down. My wife's doing the breakfast and everything. And I said, honey, God's given me wisdom. This is big. Right? And she's just making it like, that's nice, dear. Yeah, whatever. I said, this is true. And I started getting a bit full of pride, you know. God's given me wisdom. You know. I'm going to work like a bit like Jim Carrey. I've got the power. You know. And I thought, God's given me wisdom. You know. I get all my employees. Everybody, got a meeting. Everybody, come to get all my employees. God's given me wisdom, okay. I want you to write it down. About 2 weeks later, I was making the most dumbest decisions you can ever make. I was getting worse. And even one of my operations managers that I employed, she's like, wisdom, huh? Because I was just making the most, I was really getting dumber. Like that guy, you know those guys from Dumb and Dumber? Now, I'll pick you up at 6:45. I got a few things to do. What about 6:45? I was a bit like that, you know. I was saying stupid things. I was getting worse. And I'm thinking, what happened there? I said, God, I thought, I didn't dream that, or I just, that was real. I knew, and I thought, something went wrong. And they thought my cheese leaked off my cracker at work. But then I, rather than shrinking back and being in a fetal position, sucking my thumb, I basically got a bit more, I want God to appear to me again. You know, I need him to come back, because I was a bit religious thinking back then. Well, I needed him to come back, and so I started seeking God. I went into the office, and this time went to my own office in my actual house, and I started crying out for God, because I'm a bit like that. I get a bit, okay, I want it, and I want it now. It's like, Daddy, I want a pony. It's a bit like that. I want it now. I get a bit like that. So I was in the office, and I'm thinking, I don't know what to do, but I need you to come back wherever you are. I was, you know, I've been back then. I was a bit religious thinking, and I saw this leg of this table, and I thought, I just started hanging on to it. I said, I'm not going to let go of this until you appear to me. I said, I'm not going to let go. I'm hanging on like this for hours. I kid you not, going, God! And then I sort of get exhausted. I go, B-d-d-d-d. Then the next day, again, I'm hanging on to this leg. I'm not going to let go. I'm not letting go of this until something happens. That's how it was. It's a bit like wrestling, like Jacob wrestling. I said, I'm not letting go. And long story short, after about 2 days of just, I'm not letting go. Fall asleep. And then I woke up and I did it again. I said, I'm not letting go of this leg until you appear to me. God, I am not letting go. And then something happened to me. It sounded like a huge wave. I heard it come like, and it went, hit me. And I actually knocked me off hanging onto this table. I knocked me off, and I started rolling around the floor, and I was laughing my head off. The power of God hit me so hard. I actually felt like I got hit by a tidal wave, like a huge Hawaiian wave went, just knocked me off, and I was rolling around in my den going, and I was actually laughing for days. I couldn't stop laughing for days. I kid you not, I had this such a massive impartation. I was just going, for days. And then I come out of the room like this, out of my office, and I look at my wife, you go in there and you fall over and you laugh. And my wife will go, I'm not going in there. She says, I'm not going in there. Because I used to think geography, you know, if you go in that room, it's something to do with that room. And I go back in there, and she hear this. And then, like, one day she had friends over having cups of tea. And they heard this psychotic carnival clown. And they go, what is going on in there? My wife would go, nothing. But for days, I was just, and I couldn't stop speaking in tongues. I was laughing and praying in tongues. I just couldn't stop it. Now, after about probably 10 days, the laughing stopped. I was a mess. It stopped, but I couldn't stop speaking in tongues. I had this, God downloaded a revelation of what it is to speak in tongues, the power of praying in the Spirit. And I just because I had these companies set up where they were autonomous. They could actually have, I had management in place, right? And I just thought, I had this window of opportunity, and I thought, God, show me that when you pray in the Spirit, it's a perfect prayer. Romans 8, 26, 27. When you pray, the Spirit of God intercedes on your behalf to the Father in accordance of God's will. Who wants God's will in their life? Who wants the will of God? You start praying in the Holy Ghost. But you know, who was here last night when I said I bungee jump in the Holy Ghost? I'm the type of guy that it's all or nothing. I get an idea, a revelation, I'll just go for it. I want that. God, show me. He said, Adam, you want God's will? You start praying in the Holy Ghost. The script of heaven starts to manifest in your life. And what happens, I started praying in tongues, but what happened was I prayed in tongues for days upon days. I actually walked the streets of my city just praying in tongues. Now, I'm not saying that you have to do it so as full on. There's no formula. I'm not saying you have to do it like I did it. You know what? You know how long I did it for? And I've got witnesses. And you can ask my wife. She'll tell you. I did it 6 hours a day, 5 days a week for 2 years. My wife, she's a good exaggeration thermometer. She'll tell you if I'm exaggerating. You ask her, she'll go, she did. He did. Yes, he did that. Well, I prayed in tongues for 2 years. Just shut up. I'm not saying you got to do this, but this is what happened to me because I wanted the will of God on my life. I got fed up with the way I was living. I got fed up with serving myself. I got fed up with just being in a mediocre life. I realized how money wasn't everything. I actually had money. I knew what it was like to be successful, but that didn't make me happy. I wanted to stand before God and have him say, well done, good and faithful. So for days, walking the streets, and then the point where I didn't start wearing suits, I just started wearing casual clothes, and I started wearing sort of a bit of daggy clothes. You know, it's raining and it's windy. Praying in tongues. And after a while, about 8 months into it, I started seeing things. I started knowing people's names. Oh, you got cancer. Yeah, how'd you know that? I can see it. I started praying for people and people getting healed. I started knowing people's names. I had words of knowledge. I was a bit like Forrest Gump. He couldn't stop running. Forrest Gump couldn't stop running. I couldn't stop speaking in tongues. Seriously, I just kept doing it for years. And then some people in the business world, the corporate world, said, is Adam okay? One guy drove past, he's like, is that Adam? He's in my daggy clothes, sitting on the bench, and there's one guy next to me who was a drunk, and he had a cigarette going, with a bottle going, ha-da-da-da, ha-da-da-da. On the other end was another guy who had T-Rex going, shut up, Adam! And there's me in the middle going, shut up, da-da-da-da-da-da. He's Jesus slipped off his cracker. What happened to Adam? I was serious for days. Shut up. But I walked in such a realm. Demons have manifest. Demons just leave people without even me praying for them. When I walk past a place, I clear a path. I made a mess of a joint. One time I come back in my office and they hired a new girl. I rocked up. Hi. And then, hang on for a minute, sir. The intercom, she went, Jennifer, there's a homeless person here. It's your boss, dear. So I sort of come in, I used to check the books and check all the everything for a couple of hours of the day and then go off and shut up. Now, what's the point of this? Something actually happened to me. I thought I was going to become an intellectual genius when he said, you got wisdom. But what actually happened was, I understood the language of heaven. Jesus said, in the book of Luke, he said, there's one greater than Solomon here. He was talking about the Queen of the South coming to hear Solomon. There's one greater than Solomon here. He's talking about himself. But you know, that one greater than Solomon's inside of all of you. And when I prayed in the Holy Ghost and had this encounter, I couldn't stop praying in tongues. That spirit of wisdom, greater than Solomon, started to manifest inside of me. So I had the understanding. I'll sit there, you know, after about, this is towards the end, I'm sitting there going, shut up, in a coffee shop. And overhearing a dream, I sort of went, hey, excuse me, I know what that means. I just knew what the dream meant. I didn't know. I could understand the mysteries of God. See, Daniel understood the mysteries. He had the wisdom. Acts chapter 7, Stephen talked about Joseph standing before Pharaoh. He stood before Pharaoh with great wisdom. So it's a wisdom that comes from above, where you understand the language of heaven. You have encounters. You start moving in a supernatural realm. You're actually in two dimensions. You're interdimensional. You're not really, you're here, but you're also somewhere else. You're seated in heavenly places. And you have authority to pull the kingdom into the natural Adamic realm. And this is what it's all about tonight, is this impartation. I wasn't just some guru where God gave me wisdom. I asked for it, he gave it to me, but then he gave it to me the way I didn't expect. But now we're traveling the world. Adrian, he came into my life 15 years after Bible college, wasn't it? Like, I was living in this big mansion, because what happens is God did a transition. I actually lived in this castle. And God did a transition. I lost money. I went to a place where God actually emptied me. I was completely empty with what I had and started all over again. I had to disinherit myself from my family because my father was a very wealthy man. I had to learn how to stand on my own two feet, because God said, if you want to be a revivalist, you want the world to change, you want to do my will, you need to completely cut yourself, set apart from the world's way. Not out of religion, but I had to do that. God spoke about that to me. But I was going for a transition, because I started spending a lot of my money. I did a lot of things which probably shouldn't have done it. But I actually spend money, and I spend money on putting Bible verses all over buses and billboards. I spent a lot of my money. Right now, that God actually used that powerfully. But I actually lacked some wisdom, and I should have done it in a way where, my family was going to be okay. But I lost a lot of money. But God gave me through this transition the wisdom of heaven, and now I wouldn't trade it for anything. My life is actually fulfilling the will of God. Right now, my life is fulfilling the will of God. And so is Adrian. I was in this castle, and I was going through a bit of a financial meltdown, and there was a transition, like I said. But I actually, there was a point where I had no cash. I had assets, but there's no cash flow. And I didn't even have enough food to buy, I didn't have enough money to buy the food to one stage there. And every night, someone would leave a basket of, every Monday night, someone would leave a basket of food at my door. And I wondered who it was. Someone leave this big basket of pies, pasties, sausage rolls and donuts. And I used to come out every Monday night sort of like this. And I say to my wife, you know, after about a good month of this, I said, is the raven been yet? She said, yeah. And so we got this food every Monday night. And then it turned out, I thought, I've got to find out who this is. Who is this guy or person or woman or whoever? I didn't know who it was. So as I sort of made sure I'd catch him out, it was actually Adrian. Adrian would leave the food, because he used to work for he taught at this rehabilitation sort of place, and he actually also had a ministry where he just went around giving food to people. And it was Adrian. So I let him in. I said, well, you at least make you a coffee. And then it turned into an organic, after a while, it turned into an organic Bible study where we're just talking about things. And he started hearing some of the dreams and the interpretation of dreams. And he was blown away, kept bringing dreams in. And he was blown away with the ability of how I heard from God through dreams and visions. I was interpreting these dreams. And then he basically kept bringing more dreams every Monday night. He kept bringing more dreams. What about this dream? And then after a while, I was thinking, I'm going to have to work for my donuts now, you know. But then it all started to sort of come together where we, 101 dream interpretations in this book was those times where we sat together and we actually wrote and documented the dreams down on paper. And then God spoke to us about the book, and it took 5 years to put the book together. I just want to encourage you guys tonight. I feel to share this. You've had a lot of teaching today, but I just wanted to share this tonight to really encourage you guys, because some of you, I believe a lot of you here tonight are coming to a place where you're going to fulfill the destiny of God. Salvation and the grace of God is awesome. It's not a reward, it's a gift, salvation. But there's salvation, but also there's salvation and fulfilling the will of God are two separate things, but God wants us to do both. Amen? So what I'm going to do, we're going to pray for everybody. If you don't get a word, specific word, you know, it doesn't mean that you're not special, right? We're going to anoint you, but if God stops me, and there's a download, the angel sort of releases anything, I'll say it. But tonight is just an impartation tonight. Everything that Adrian and I have, the teaching, the seer realm, the prophetic realm, the prophetic gifting is going to be imparted into you tonight. Because this is for the body of Christ. Amen? But what I'm going to do, before I do this, I'm going to take up an offering. Now, we don't charge people, all right? We don't charge for this, okay? So this is, you freely give, right? And you freely receive, all right? So you're not buying anything tonight, and we're not selling anything. But I'm going to take up an offering because, you know, we're in ministry, we're in full-time ministry, and we do take up an offering, and we'd like to, you know, to do that as a love offering to the ministry. But, you know, God's got to speak to you about that. All right? But I want to say something. Some people have a problem with giving. And that's okay. But tonight is really coming to a place of sowing out of faith. If you don't have faith tonight to give, please don't give. This is a faith. You're sowing a seed of faith. Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. If you read Acts chapter 10, he was the first Italian, right, become born again. And what happened is that the angel of the Lord came to him, gave him a word of knowledge. By the way, this is a good example of an angel giving words of knowledge like you saw tonight. The angel gave Cornelius the name of Peter, gave him the street address. But he said, "The Lord is well pleased with you because you have generously given to the poor," or you've generously sown money to God, and it's seen as a memorial in heaven. You have financially sown, and that is seen in heaven as a memorial. And I want you to call Peter. And Peter came. He didn't even lay hands on these people. Because he's sown, Peter came, the apostle, opened his mouth, and it says they received a massive impartation, a massive impartation. The fire of God fell upon them. Some of you need to be equipped. Some of you need to have an impartation tonight for you to completely be knocked completely into your destiny. When I prayed in tongues all those years, I saw a vision of a big cruise liner. It was going one way. And I'm praying in tongues, and the rudder went right around, did a U-turn, and went straight into the will of God. The power of God's going to break out tonight. Some of you are going to have a lot of fun. Some of you are getting excited. Something's resonating in you. You're going, this is exciting because I want this. Who wants this? There's nothing wrong with the joy of the Spirit. And the ways of it is going to be released tonight. As Adrian was saying, see, he who sits in the heavenlies laughs. If you really knew what's going on and the power of God, the kingdom of God is inside of you. Jesus said, I'm in you, you're in me. Everything is in me, Jesus said. Everything, the kingdom is in him. And all you got to do is agree with it with your mouth. And the enemy comes up to you, some guy comes up with a weapon and points you and wants to blow your head off. You go, you're kidding me, right? The kingdom of God is inside of me. You got no chance. What you do not see is more real and is big. But what I'm going to do is this offering, it's a bit like that little widow with Elijah. She come to the end. Some of you come to the end of yourself. Some of you here tonight thinking, I'm done. I'm sort of getting hammered financially. I'm sick. My family's falling apart. Some of you are feeling like this. I'm done. I'm done with religion. I'm done with religion too. I said last night I'd rather eat tripe than sit in the church. Sit in the church with no God, with no Spirit of God. I mean, can you agree with me on that? But this little widow, she was in the place saying, I'm done. When I got a little jar of flour, a jug of oil. I was going to make a little bit of a cake with my son and we're going to die after that. But this prophet Elijah said, give it to me. I mean, can you imagine that if that happened today? He went up on a current affair. Prophet saying, give me all your food. I mean, they pay out Hillsong, the current affair. With all these demons. You know, it's okay for Rotary clubs to rip off people. But, you know, when it comes to God, demons are operating through the media. But this little widow, it's all she had. And Elijah said, give it to me. Make a cake, give it to me. And assure you, this is the word of the Lord. The jar of flour and the jug of oil will never run out. The blessing of the Lord chased that little widow down. The blessing of the Lord invaded that widow's life. So tonight, you're receiving a prophet's reward. Amen? Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take up this offering and then we're going to pray for all of you. We're going to anoint you all. And this man I saw in a vision today, I was looking for this man and he got up and I said, there he is. He's gone to, I don't know where he is, he's going to come back. But he's going to be the first one we pray for. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your power right now. Jesus, we thank you for the glory. Father, we just anoint this man in the name of Jesus. The power of God's coming upon you right now. Lord, release right now the open heaven. Lord, loose the power right now. Lord, we loose it from heaven to earth right now in the name of Jesus. We release virtue right now through this man's body. The glory of God's here right now. In Jesus' name. Dreams, visions, revelation over this man. Yeah. 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 Sakama boroko sike. Sikara papa roko.